This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn Mark, Roshan Kanisan and Noel Lim. 7:36 a.m. Friday the 6th of November, and in about half an hour, we're going to be having the breakfast grill. Noel, tell us what's going to happen.
All eyes are on Budget 2021 that will be presented today. So what should it focus on? What are the pain points of our economy? And how do we ensure growth and prosperity for all? Wong Shaoning discusses some of these very difficult questions with Dr. Mohammad Khalid, Chief Economist at DM Analytics, and as well as Richard Record of the World Bank.
So that's going to be happening after the 8 o'clock news. Be sure to stay tuned. But in the meantime, we're turning our attention to the UK property market because global property markets are expected to see a lasting impact from COVID-19, partly because the pandemic has forced us to change the way we travel, shop and work. And there are also some signs that it has caused a flight out of cities into more suburban areas.
Yeah, so today we turn specifically to the UK. While many Malaysians do own property, it faces a new round of lockdowns and, of course, Brexit, but demand in the housing market, though, is booming. In October, prices rose at an annual rate of nearly 6%, the highest in 6 years. Retail, however, is not doing so well, or at least as well, so much so that even the famous retailer John Lewis is looking to repurpose some of its property.
So for some insights into this, joining us on the show is Ivana Hovenko, real estate analyst at Bloomberg Intelligence. Ivana, thank you for joining us. Now, despite a grim outlook for the UK economy with another round of lockdowns and Brexit, what are your expectations for the UK property market?
I actually think we have much more resilience this time than in the global financial crisis, much better lending discipline. The prices have not grown as much as before, which is why I think the market will be quite resilient. And actually, myself and major property consultants such as Knight Frank, Savills, etc., actually expect prices to hold stable next year. And I don't think a lockdown will change it that much. We still have the stamp duty holiday. People are still in a rush to exchange before the end of it. And similarly, I feel slightly optimistic about the possibility of Brexit deal.
The government's property stamp duty holiday from July to March has caused UK mortgage approvals in September to spike. Do you expect further measures to support the real estate market?
So right now, there are lobby groups who actually are lobbying the government for the extension of the stamp duty holiday. There are estimates that around 140,000 buyers of the transactions that will be in the pipeline before the stamp duty holiday ends, that they might not make the deadline. Because right now, the time to actually exchange contracts is roughly 1.5 times what it was before coronavirus. There are just so many transactions clogging the system. So especially with the new lockdown, there may be calls for extension of stamp duty holiday. But I think initially the government has rejected that idea. And obviously, we also have the proposal for government supporting 95% LTV mortgages for first-time buyers. So I feel housing in general is very political in the UK, and it's seen as the engine of growth for the whole economy and the part of the feel-good factor for a lot of people, which is why I feel one way or another, the government will look to do something to stimulate the housing market and not to just go into free fall.
You mentioned that the market is actually quite resilient this time. Is the trend the same for London and outside of it? Could we see city living becoming less popular in the medium to long-term future, perhaps?
So this is an interesting question because I'm a slight contrarian on this one. I do see definitely it's all over the media, all over in data that people are moving out of London. But it has been a trend even before because of the affordability. So for some people, it might have just accelerated what they were planning to do anyway. And actually, I think it will be a trend in the short to medium term. But in the long term, I'm a very strong believer in London. I think once pandemic dust settles, people will realize what a great city London is. It's a green city. It's really quite livable. It has a lot to offer in terms of entertainment and the quality of life, which is why I feel if you compare it to all the other global cities, it's actually a very attractive place to be long term. Hence my belief that some of those trends were reversed long term.
But do you have the same view for commercial property as well as residential then?
So I don't specifically cover that much of commercial, but yes, yeah, so obviously we have the weakness in retail, and that's a big structural change that has been already going on for several years in the UK and has been accelerated by coronavirus, so definitely less retail. And we may see more residential, especially in terms of build-to-rent, so the big large-scale developments for rentals. And this segment has proved very resilient. It's significantly better rent collection compared to all the other property segments. So I believe that there will be a shift, but we're still kind of trying to figure out what will happen to offices. And yes, I think right now people are slightly in a sort of a wait and see place. But there have been large deals, companies like Netflix, PricewaterhouseCoopers, Google, they are the believers in London. And actually, RCA in their webinar for the third quarter also highlighted that actually central London offices are still quite resilient and that there are new types of buyers coming into the market and trying to jump on the opportunity to get their foot in the door and get a piece of that. And even in the other markets, Paris, central Paris offices are actually the most attractive. Apparently, there are the most deals in that particular segment. So I think people who think long term will be trying to look through the noise of coronavirus and work from home disruption. And definitely there will be a polarization. The best in class assets will perform better than something less attractive.
Does that mean you think offices will be the most suited to weather the current crisis as opposed to residential or retail?
No, I actually think residential has actually demonstrated the biggest resilience. It's actually, apparently in terms of rent collection, it's actually even beating the other very resilient segment of the industrial, so logistics, which is obviously thriving right now with all the online shopping. So this is definitely a very resilient segment, those two. But rent collection has been much better and people need a place to live. And professional built-to-rent operators, actually, they are exposed to the part of the segment of the population. If they're exposed to the middle range of renters, those people were less affected by the pandemic, and rent collection in the UK has been in the range of 95% since March, so pretty solid. And actually in Germany, it has been, with rent deferrals have been less than 1% based on the companies I cover.
In the last two decades, we have seen the globalization of the UK property, especially in London. Do you expect the same level of interest ahead, especially since global borders still remain closed?
So actually, the demand from foreign buyers has dropped in central London, and that was highlighted in numerous analyses from various brokers, that actually it's the UK buyers that took over from them. But I really think that once pandemic eases, it will revert to maybe not immediately to the previous levels, but I believe that it won't change as much in the long term. Right now, definitely, it is a factor. But we also still have foreign buyers who are comfortable with buying off plan. So it will be a mix. In the short term, definitely a drop.
Thank you very much for joining us this morning, Ivona. That was Ivona Hovenko with Bloomberg Intelligence talking to us about the real estate situation over in the UK.
I think London's always going to be a magnet, right, for students as well as our wealthy people, especially from emerging markets or less politically stable economies. And also, I think buyers, they will tend to think long-term, like what she mentioned, and they probably are taking advantage of the weaker pound, and they'll probably remain interested in the long-term, the UK residential market at
I don't know, because as she pointed out, right, London was already seeing an outflow of people into the suburbs even before the pandemic hit, because London property is extremely expensive. And now, even now that kind of work from home measures have been given a kind of a proof of concept in the form of COVID-19, it could be that other cities or other suburban areas may develop to become as vibrant, if not more so, than London proper.
Yeah, and then I guess whether we see the rise of Zoom towns with internet penetration growing, whether that's going to be a possibility. Who knows what the property sector holds going forward, although it does look like certain trends in the medium term, long term are prominent at this point. Who knows where they're actually going to go?
Yeah, so while people are moving out, there also may be people who are taking advantage of the slightly lower property prices and as well as the stamp duty. So while they may move out, it doesn't mean they will stop investing.
So we'll have to wait and see, I suppose, for the situation in London, because there are quite a number of things facing the UK at this point in time, potential lockdowns as well as Brexit. But right now we have some messages, and up next we're speaking with economist Sohaime Ilyas for his Budget 2021 expectations. expectations. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.